father. And every faithful heart, fallen brother, can rediscover.
Welcome to the Rediscover Hour on Relevant Radio, a time to explore our Catholic faith and find out about ways to share the faith with others. Help create the possibility of an encounter with the person of Jesus Christ in the lives of others by living out the call to the new evangelization and helping fellow Catholics rediscover full life in the Church. The Rediscover Hour is presented on Relevant Radio by Stinson Electric, your trusted electrical advisor, solving electrical problems for commercial, industrial, and institutional facility managers. The Rediscover Hour starts now.
And good morning. Welcome to the Rediscover Hour. I hope you are having a fantastic day. No, I'm not Jeff Cavins. I'm Crystal Crocker, filling in for Jeff, who's away at a conference. And I am joined by Kelly Wahlquist. Good morning.
Good morning, Crystal. Great to be here.
Yeah, so glad to be with you. And we have a great show today. We are 1 week away from the big Catholic celebration, the Rediscover Catholic Celebration, October 3rd and 4th at the Minneapolis Convention Center. And we are bringing you some great guests to share some of the fun that's going to, and the festivities that are going to happen next weekend. And one of our first up guests is Bishop Cousins. But before we get to that, Kelly, you have been a very busy lady lately. You wear many hats and leading women's conferences, and you just launched the Catechetical Institute. How many students did you say?
We have about 450 students right now.
Wow. And
yeah, so it's been a very busy September. We've got a lot going on there. We got three campuses that they're at. And a lot of our students and grads are very much a part of the Rediscover Catholic Celebration. So we are really looking forward to it.
Yeah, that's amazing. That place is on fire. And I've done that study. I was a first class, St. Paul, and have used that knowledge many times. So highly recommend signing up.
Absolutely.
Next year. Right, exactly. So today, as I mentioned, we have a great show with several guests. But first up, we are so blessed for this local church here to have Auxiliary Bishop Andrew Cousins. Good morning, Bishop.
Hello, how are you, Crystal?
Oh, good, wonderful. Thank you so much for joining us. You have been busy, and you're just fresh back from Rome. Can you tell us about Rome?
Yes, I just came back from what is sometimes called New Bishop's School. Every year, the Congregation for Bishops in Rome has a conference for all the bishops who were named by the Pope in the past year. So there were 140 of us who came from all around the world. Plus, there were 90 bishops from the mission countries who are under, in the church, what's called the Propaganda Fide, that is the mission arm of the church. And so, all together, 230 new bishops in the United States, in the whole world, who came. There were 17 of us from the United States. It was really a blessed opportunity just to be with so many new bishops who are all kind of in the same boat as me, trying to figure out what to do.
Now,
and
Bishop,
then, of course, to meet the Holy Father. Pope Francis said, when he met us, he said, well, it's nice to see you all in perfect person after seeing you all on paper, because, of course, he chose us, but he hadn't quite met us yet.
Now, did you invite the Pope to the celebration next week?
I did, but he said that he's unable to come.
What was it like meeting the Holy Father as a new bishop? Did you get to a lot of chit-chat time, or was it a pretty quick interaction?
It was pretty quick, because there were 140 of us in the Aula Clementina in the Papal Palace. It's kind of a funny story, because me and another young bishop from Texas, San Angelo, Texas, we actually plotted to get in the front row of the audience so that we could see grade and everything. But when we did, and we got there, and we were in the front row, but after everyone was seated, they came up and said, oh, the front row was reserved for the Greek bishops. You have to go to the back. It was a very gospel moment.
Yeah, the last shall be first, huh?
Right, exactly. So, but just to be with our Holy Father and to experience his paternal care and encouragement. He talks a lot about what it means to overcome the anxiety of first becoming a bishop, and then just the encouragement of learning to be a good shepherd for your people. And that he's such a great example of that, so it was a gift to be with him.
Yeah, well, we're grateful for your shepherding, too. You've been such a gift and blessing for our archdiocese. You're coming up on a one-year anniversary, I believe, correct?
Yes, for those who were at the Rediscover Celebration last year, they will remember the starry eye in my look, starry look in my eye,
yeah.
Because I was announced, last year the celebration was October 11th, and it was announced on October 10th that I would be the new auxiliary bishop. So it was sort of my first experience wearing the chain around my neck that has the pectoral cross on it,
yeah.
And being with brother priests and all the beautiful faithful of the Archdiocese. So I have very fond memories from last year, and that for that reason I'm really looking forward to next week's celebration.
Well, we're very looking very forward to it too, and you're going to be busy that weekend. We have you on stage and on mic for several events, and Friday, October 3rd, which is just 1 week from today, is our young adult evening. This is new this year. We didn't have this last year, and boy, I tell you, I'm seeing the registrations just skyrocket. The young adults are on fire. They are gathering in the ballroom next Friday night. The doors open at 5:30, and the event starts at 6:30, and you will be addressing them. So can you give us a little sneak peek?
Yeah, it's going to be a great evening. This might be one of the largest gatherings of Catholic young adults ever happened in the Twin Cities.
Mm-hmm.
And just to be there with so many great speakers and musicians, you already mentioned Father Mike Schmitz, and Marie Miller, the new musician, Catholic musician, will be there. Her music's played a lot on KTIS radio. The Archbishop, myself, will both be speaking. It's just going to be an incredible opportunity to gather with our young adults, who are such a vital part of our church.
Yes,
these are our leaders. You know,
yes.
These are our future leaders of the church, and they're the ones, in many ways, who are bearing the brunt of our culture and the way our culture attacks people who stand up for their faith. So to see so many young adults in the Twin Cities willing to stand up and be counted for their Catholic faith and wanting to be inspired and wanting to be a part of an event like this is very exciting.
You know, Bishop Cousins, it is really exciting to see what we have for the young adults. And I was with Jeff Cavins and Father Eric Lundgren yesterday, and we were talking about that. And there's so much going on in our archdiocese. We have NET, we have SPO, Cori Jesu, Theology on Tap, young adults groups for, you know, the West Metro and Cathedral, and the list goes on and on. And it just seems that whenever I talk to someone about NET Ministries, your name comes up all the time. And I'm just wondering, what is your involvement still with some of these ministries out there, and how have they impacted your life?
Yeah, I'm on the board of directors both for NET and St. Paul's Outreach because I was a member of both of them. And really, it was NET Ministries that really began by giving me a great desire to evangelize and some training in how to do that, as well as the experience of living on a NET team for a year back in 1991-92. After I graduated from college. It's becoming a very popular thing amongst our Catholic young people just to give a year after college, mm-hmm. or sometimes even before college, to give a year to the service of the Lord and to get formed in your Catholic faith. And both NET and St. Paul's Outreach do that so well.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
We're very lucky. People don't realize in the Twin Cities what happens is those alumni who've given that kind of service, then they settle here.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then they become active members of our parishes, and they start great families, and that's part of the reason for many vocations. We've had a lot of vocations come out of NET and St. Paul's Outreach, like myself, in this archdiocese.
Yeah.
So some people don't realize how blessed we are.
Oh, we are so blessed. This archdiocese has so many things going on. But not only the Young Adult Night, and we're going to be hearing more about the Young Adult Night with another guest that's coming up in the hour, but you also are, I hear, a bilingual, so habla español.
Sí, yeah. Tomorrow, on Saturday, we will have Latino breakout sessions, so the Latinos will be present at some of the large group sessions with simultaneous translation. And then in the breakout sessions, we will have some wonderful opportunities. So I'll be giving one of the keynotes, as well as we've got a very talented Latino musician coming in from out west, Santiago Fernandez.
Correct.
And, you know, it's just a mark of our archdiocese, which maybe people don't realize, is now 20, if not 25% Spanish-speaking in the first language. And we have a very large number of Latinos in the archdiocese. Upwards of 200,000 Latinos live here.
Wonderful.
And they're a great gift to our church because
Absolutely.
They come as immigrants, they come with deep Catholic faith and with a belief in the Catholic family. And they come with a love for the sacraments and for the church and our Lord and the Blessed Virgin Mary. And so they offer us a great gift. You know, it's not that way. I was just in Europe, as I said. And in Europe, a lot of the immigration is not necessarily Catholic immigrants. And so the fact that we have these Catholics who want to come and strengthen our faith is a beautiful gift. And we also have something to give them as a conference like this, where we can begin to strengthen their faith, so that they can be a leaven amongst our culture as well.
Well, Bishop Cousins, we are so excited to have you with us next weekend. You are a great gift to us. And I just want to ask you one question. It's that question everybody wants to ask you, but nobody has the courage to. And that is, tomorrow, we got a big game. Tommy's versus Johnny's. What's your prediction? Who do you think's going to win?
SPS is fine. Or Tommy's versus Johnny's. I thought you were talking about the Rector's.
No, no, that's next weekend, but tomorrow.
St. Paul Seminary versus St.
Yeah,
Paul.
Yeah, one game at a time.
But, you know, I got to say I'm a big fan of Glenn, Coach Glenn Caruso. He's been such a great Catholic in the Archdiocese, and he's done a lot for us and a lot for the football team at St. Thomas. So I'm going to be cheering for St. Thomas.
Yeah, me too.
All right, well, that's great. Well, we're so excited about the things that are going on in the Archdiocese, but especially next weekend is just going to be phenomenal, and we're so looking forward to being together at the Minneapolis Convention Center. Thank you so much, Bishop Cousins. We so appreciate you being on.
I would just say, please tell everyone to come to this celebration, because as you said, it's really important for us as Catholics to be together and to celebrate the great gift of our faith, even in the midst of difficulties, and that's what we're going to do. So I invite everybody to please come.
That's wonderful. We thank you so much. And coming up after the break, we have Father Dave Dwyer from Busted Halo. He has quite an interesting story and a journey into the priesthood, so stay tuned for that.
Hi, this is Paul Archambault, owner of Stinson Electric, and we are the proud sponsor of the Rediscover Hour. Stinson Electric is a Catholic, family-owned company that serves the electrical construction and repair needs of local businesses, churches, and schools. Our faith and our motto of quality, integrity, and service guides our business decisions every day. For small projects, troubleshooting a circuit, or installing an outlet or light fixtures, we have a fleet of service trucks that are staffed by licensed electricians who are knowledgeable, courteous, and efficient. They have the latest technology to diagnose and repair your electrical problem. For larger projects such as new buildings, building additions, or relocating equipment, we'll help you design, budget, and build the project. Stinson Electric would like to be your trusted electrical advisor. I would welcome the opportunity to meet with you and discuss your electrical needs. Call Stinson Electric, 612-424-7382.
Come with your light and fill up my heart. Oh, great light of the world, fill up my soul.
Welcome back to the Rediscover Hour. I'm Crystal Crocker, filling in for Jeff Cavins, and I'm joined with Kelly Wahlquist. How are you, Kelly, today?
It's great. Great to be here.
We just had a wonderful time speaking with Bishop Cousins, and we are now looking forward to speaking with another one of our guest speakers for next weekend. And that's right, next weekend is the big weekend that we have all been working so hard on. It's the Rediscover Catholic Celebration at the Minneapolis Convention Center, October 3rd and 4th. October 3rd is for the young adults, and Saturday is the main event. So if you haven't registered yet, the Minneapolis Convention Center is such a wonderful space. We still have room, and there's still time to register. Please come and join us. It's bring the kids and the grandparents. There's going to be something for everyone. K through 6 program is studying the Bible. 7 through 10 is going to be with Father Michael Schmitz, Leah Darrow, Father Stan Fortuna. And the main event is with Scott Hahn as a keynote speaker and Archbishop Coakley from Oklahoma City, along with other wonderful speakers. And in fact, fact, Father Dave Dwyer from Busted Halo is one of our speakers for. Will be addressing Friday night the young adults as well as Saturday during one of our breakout sessions. Father Dave, are you there?
I am here.
You are here.
Kelly, good morning, Twin Cities.
Good morning, good Father Dave.
Good morning. Thanks so much for joining us, Father.
Sure.
You have a phenomenal story. I've been kind of checking into your background, and as a mom.
Oh, I was checking for radio interviews. That's scary now.
Well, I am curious because I am a mother of four children, two are young adults now, and I know about this secular culture as a mom and a parent trying to push it back in our kids' lives. And MTV and Comedy Central are two channels that I have blocked in our house. So I'm very curious how you found your way from being a director of MTV and Comedy Central to the priesthood.
It was difficult for me because they were blocked in my house as well.
Okay.
So it was hard to... no. this is... I started working at MTV in 1985.
Yeah.
And granted, they were still having, you know, Madonna gyrating on the stage, but it was nowhere near the kind of stuff they have on it today.
Yeah, we've really been sliding down farther and farther.
yeah, just a little bit. No, I mean, I really believe that God had, in fact, at that time in my life, called me to work in the entertainment industry. I majored in television radio production in college and went off to New York City and worked at MTV and HBO and had always been involved in church a lot. Never, ever, ever thought about the priesthood. Did not serve as an altar boy. I did not play mass when I got home, like some people that I hear. later in life, I found out that happened. But when I went to World Youth Day in Denver in 1993, John Paul II and the Holy Spirit absolutely just called me to priesthood unequivocally, and it was just... It was a surprise, for one thing.
Sure.
I thought, wait, Lord, I really thought you had me going down this path.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, ever since then, it's been, I would say, a blending of my experience and gifts, and thanks be to God.
Yes, well, we're grateful that you were listening to the call.
mm-hmm.
Father, this is Kelly. And
hi, Kelly.
How are you?
I'm good.
It's great to meet you.
I'm good, other than the fact that I'm usually on the radio until 10 o'clock at night, so I'm not sure how my morning radio voice is doing.
It's doing awesome.
It's a little lower octave than it usually is.
It is awesome, and it's so good to meet you on the radio, and I'm excited to meet you next week. I have worked with Jeff Cabins for the last 10 years, and every time he comes back from wherever he's traveling to, I get to hear all about the great people he's meeting. And today he's in Canada, so I'm sure Monday we'll hear about his conversations with Dudley Do-Right and Celine Dion or something.
Are they at the border just waving at people?
Yeah, that's it, right? He came back from Atlanta not long ago from the Eucharistic Congress, and he was all on fire talking about you and meeting you and talking about Father Dave Dwyer and Busted Halo. And I was like, Busted Halo? That is the greatest name. What is that? How did you come up with that? And what is it?
Well, I can, in true humility, not false humility, say that I had absolutely nothing to do with coming up with this. We're a ministry of the Paulist Fathers. That's my religious community. And some people in your area might remember the Paulist Fathers from St. Lawrence at the University of Minnesota. We served there until just a couple years ago for almost 100 years. So I'm a member of that community. And in the late 90s, the U.S. bishops put out a pastoral document saying, you know what, we've got a real serious issue in our church in the Western world, and that is those in their 20s and 30s are more and more and with great frequency distancing themselves for a myriad of reasons from participating in church. And the U.S. bishops said, we need to go out of our way as a faith community to try to reach out and bring them back. And the Paulist Fathers really heard that and said, we've often been on the front lines of trying to reconnect people with church that had drifted away. And so they created, essentially by allocating personnel and some financial resources, a national or really North American ministry to young adults, and the bishops defined that as 18 to 39, so essentially it's your 20s and 30s, it's college. And then the Paulist Fathers said, well, to my predecessor, a priest and a lay person that was hired, go ahead and do whatever you need to do. And they talked to people in their 20s and said, hey, you know, if we're trying to reach people that aren't in church, what should we do? And they said, well, you need a website. This is the year 2000, so I mean, of course you need a website. And so they kind of, after some focus groups, they came up with not only the name, but the concept of Busted Halo, meaning, as Pope Francis has underscored so brilliantly lately, that the church is not only a place for perfectly healed and sinless people, obviously. It would be empty, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the church is a place for people whose halos are a little busted. None of them are going to be perfect and shiny until we're with God in heaven. And so, and yet the other side of that, the flip side, is that we're also called to try to be saints. So it's not merely enough to say, oh, well, I'm a sinner. So the concept of, we believe, at least people kind of give us the feedback of busted halo, encapsulates all that, that we are not perfect, we're broken, but we're on the journey toward God.
Oh, how beautiful. What great imagery, too, to realize that we are all sinners, but we can still come together and praise and worship and rest in the Lord and receive his mercy. And I'm so excited that you will be addressing the young adults on Friday night. And I see you're going to be talking, God is calling you, but to what?
I love that.
And I think that they're all searching, and especially it's confusing in this secular society.
Everything's confusing in this.
Yeah, exactly.
I woke up this morning and the internet was down, and my look on my face was more than confusion. How can we possibly survive without the iPhone 6?
Exactly. But you are also going to be speaking on Saturday, and I think it's really important, especially your title, The New Evangelization in Your Everyday Life. And I think people need to get back to thinking about that. You know, we get so busy with our schedules and family life, and we forget that we are the light in the world as the faithful, and that we do need to always be thinking about reaching and touching out to other people.
Mm-hmm. Well, and as a matter of fact, at Busted Halo, we're all about being practical, achievable, doable. Mm-hmm. We can sometimes, I don't know if you've noticed this, ladies, as church, we can sometimes be a little pie in the sky and up in the clouds and 30,000 feet, and and some homilies can sound like they should be delivered at a conference of PhDs in theology. But,
yeah.
I mean, what does it mean to say that we are evangelizers? I mean, Pope Francis has said, you know, here we are, as church, our whole point of existing is to go beyond the doors of the church. And how many of us, I mean, even quite honestly, even priests get in their own comfort zone and say, oh, the folks are going to show up at daily mass, that'll be nice, and then I'll, you know, go back to the rectory, have some soup, you know.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
I mean, we can very easily be content with looking around and saying, oh, the church isn't completely empty, so we're doing an okay job.
Yeah.
But new evangelization is about the fact that here in the Western world, it's no longer an issue that people have never heard of Jesus Christ. You know, we're not finding new hidden corners of the jungle, and people are going, "Who's this guy? What are you talking about?" We're addressing the issue that people, while raised in a predominantly Christian culture, have now kind of left that behind, as if they graduated from elementary school and they look back in their past on that. And so, the new evangelization is about those of us, people that might take time on a Saturday to gather at a convention center with other Catholics. How do we live out the mission of the church that Jesus gave to his disciples right before he ascended to heaven and said, you know, we got to go into the world and make disciples. Maybe even make disciples of people that once in their life were baptized.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe even make disciples of people that may or may not check the little Catholic box on a form, but we still need to make of them disciples. I need to be formed more into a disciple every day. So essentially, what we'll be talking about on Saturday is the very practical ways in the everyday life of a person who doesn't have a master's in theology, how you can really just share the love of God, spread the word in little ways that are appropriate for whoever you are.
Yeah, I think that is so important. And here in the Archdiocese, Jeff Cavins being newly appointed the Director of Evangelization, the Office of Evangelization, we haven't had one here before this. And it is so important for us to hear those practical ways to live it and bring it outside of the church. I think that the laity has, you know, we've been kind of resting on the clergy leading us, but we need to also step up and be involved. And they're going to be hearing about initiatives that are really important for our archdiocese in the breakout sessions and at the conference. And certainly you will be helping with those things. but also we're just so excited to be bringing that beyond this convention and starting to implement some of these wonderful initiatives. So I really appreciate you coming and joining with us, and looking forward to hearing what you have to share.
And it's really just it's almost like taking vacation for me, being on the radio for 15 minutes, because I do it 3 hours every day. So this was, you know, a lovely coffee break in the morning.
Oh, well, that's great. And I'm really jealous, because I know you have a radio show and you get to talk to Cardinal Dolan on a weekly basis. Is that right?
Talk to him. I get slapped on the back by him. I get bear hugged by him. Yes.
Okay. So you'll be sharing some of that as well, huh?
I'll be sharing some of the bear hugs, sure.
Yes. That's great.
Well, Father Dave, we are so looking forward to having you here. You have such enthusiasm and such passion. And we have a great group coming on Friday night. I don't know if you heard, but they're going to be busting down the doors to hear you.
A group of young people.
Yes, young people.
So, I heard that you have a great group. Yes. shall we engage them and set them on fire for the Lord?
Amen.
Please, let's do that. So I look forward to seeing you next week. Thanks so much for coming on with us. We really appreciate it.
And when I'm in the Twin Cities, I'm told I have to have a Juicy Lucy hamburger.
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely. We'll make sure you get one.
All right, thanks.
All right. God bless.
Bye-bye.
So we are so happy to have Father Dwyer next weekend at the Convention Center, and we're going to be hearing more after the break about the great event, and we have coming up the sponsor for the Young Adult Night. We're going to hear from Alex Marchetti, who is the Director of Marketing and Recruiting for the Catholic Studies at University of St. Thomas. So please stay with us. We have so much more to share. Thank you.
This is Evan Beacom with a cultural note from Catholic Studies at the University of St. Thomas. At a time when most academics thought progress in civilization meant overcoming the influence of religion, the English historian Christopher Dawson dedicated his life to taking religion seriously in the study of history. A Catholic convert, he spent years in intense study and reading across cultures and across centuries. In his more than 20 books, Dawson came to articulate the essential role of religion in human culture and in the study of history. He came to the United States briefly as the first holder of the Stillman Chair in Roman Catholic Theological Studies at Harvard University. In his little book, The Historic Reality of Christian Culture, Dawson deftly lays out his vision of faith and culture. He died in 1970 at the age of 80, and his library and personal papers are part of the special collections at the University of St. Thomas.
Relevant Radio is proud to bring you cultural notes from the University of St. Thomas Center for Catholic Studies. For information on local Catholic Studies events, go to the Events tab at relevantradio.com.
Back to the Rediscover Hour. I'm Crystal Crocker, and I am sitting in for Jeff Cavins, who's at a conference, and I'm joined with Kelly Waldquist, and we are here on a great show. I'm the chair for the Rediscover celebration that's coming up at the next weekend already, October 3rd and 4th at the Minneapolis Convention Center, and we are just so looking forward to having you join us. Please, if you are have not registered yet, please take a moment to go online at rediscover-faith.org, or you can call 651-291-4411 to register. It's going to be such a wonderful celebration, and we've been having such a good time, Kelly, talking to some of the guests. And we have with us Alex Marchetti, or Alessandro Marchetti, as we like to say, and he's just full of energy. He's the Director of Marketing and Recruiting for Catholic Studies at the University of St. Thomas. And so welcome, Alex.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here.
Yeah. So the Catholic Studies is the official sponsor for the Young Adult Night on October 3rd. The doors open at 5:30 and the speakers start at 6:30. We're going to have food and beverages available, and T-shirt sales and book sales, and an info booth with all things young adult.
To echo Crystal's words, if you haven't signed up, go online and do so.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. So, Alex, tell us, why did Catholic Studies decide to be the official sponsor for this evening? What is the importance as you see it?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Crystal, as you know, and I don't know if any of our listeners do, Catholic Studies is a interdisciplinary program at the University of St. Thomas, and we educate both undergraduates and graduates. And the idea of the program is to understand how the incarnation, Christ becoming man, has impacted human thought and culture. And so the idea is, you know, we're reaching out to our young adults, both in our undergraduate community, young adults in our grad community, and many others, in an attempt to actually kind of take this faith, which is often so rooted in our emotions and our zeal, and actually root it intellectually. Mm. And the way we see it, this is one of the most important things that the church can be doing to our young adults today. Is to get those that are both excited for the faith and those that know nothing about it, and give them an opportunity to sit down with a community, to enjoy a good time together, come with speakers together, and to actually discover the fruits and the beauties and the treasure of the Catholic faith. This is what we're doing in our classrooms at St. Thomas, and I think this is exactly what the new evangelization, as understood by the Archdiocese and the Church as a whole, is attempting to do. Mm. To understand that, you know, Christ is both present, you know, yesterday, today, and tomorrow, and there's a vision with which we could see the world. Mm-hmm. And so Catholic Studies is doing this both academically in the classroom, and we want to support those initiatives outside of the classroom. It's the integrated life. It's the communal life. And so this is one of the great reasons why we want to be part of this.
I got to tell you, Alex, I travel the country speaking a lot. Whenever I tell people I work at the University of St. Thomas, I hear about Catholic Studies.
Yeah.
They either have gone there, they know someone that's going there, they've gone to one of the summer seminar series or a lecture series. You are doing just phenomenal work.
I'm from the East Coast originally, born and raised in Stamford, Connecticut, and I still try to figure out why I came west of the Hudson River. And the only answer
to
that
Minnesota.
Minnesota, yeah, exactly. Beautiful winters. Yeah. And the only answer that I have ultimately is Catholic Studies. Mm. And one of the things that I'm discovering in the last 6 years that I've been here is it's one of the hidden gems. It's one of the hidden gems of the Archdiocese.
Absolutely.
And people don't really understand, you know, the great treasure. You know, funny story about going around the country and finding out that, you know, how many people actually know about Catholic Studies. Maybe 2 or 3 years ago, my family was hosting a bishop from Southern Italy. You know, here's a guy who I don't even think you could point to Minnesota on a map, you know, let alone the University of St. Thomas. And we're sitting at the table, and you know how Italians can be. There's a couple of his priests next to us, and their big thing is bella figura. They need to look good. So when I told them that I was studying at Catholic Studies, one of them said, "Oh, I know that program." And I'm thinking, "Yeah, Father, you know the program. You're from South of Naples." And then he started describing it, and he did know it, and he had heard about it first actually, I think in Rome at one of the papal audiences and one of these kind of salutes to the Catholic Studies students studying in Rome. And it really is a hidden treasure, and doing so much good, both in the formation of the seminarians going through St. Thomas, as well as forming the future lay leaders within the church and in our families and in our communities.
And at a important point in their life too. When I think of young adults, you know, sometimes people think of young adult ministry as a notch up from youth ministry, and it's not.
No, it's not
at all. And I was, you know, when you think of young adults, they go through some really big transitions in a short period of time.
Yeah.
You know, you're graduating from college. That's a big transition. You have to get a job in the real world. You're getting married, having kids. There's so much happening. How do you find that you can get them involved, make them feel part of something bigger?
Yeah, absolutely. First and foremost, by introducing them to a greater reality that's beyond themselves. You know, I think inherently, it's such a shame. Oftentimes, we treat college students like kids, like children, mm-hmm. and they're not. They're young adults, and until we start actually addressing them this way, we're not going to be able to call them to anything greater. And that's one of the gifts that I experienced when I was a student at Catholic Studies. And one of the things that that they all speak about is they're being introduced to a reality that's beyond themselves, to a church that's not just local but universal, and to a series of truths that's not limited to, you know, a century, you know, 1500 years ago, but actually is an encounter to something great. And you give them something worth seriously considering, and they will do so. Mm. And if they don't want to do it, well, sometimes you need to give them something that they don't want.
Yeah.
And you need to challenge their whole concept of reality, of happiness, of joy, of suffering. And actually tell them there's a coherent way at looking at the world. You know, we call it the Catholic vision, right? To see the world as God sees it. Mm-hmm. And you know, young adults in college are not the only group. You know, one of the great tragedies of the church in the last several decades has been one of lack of education, lack of catechesis. And so we have so many young adults that have graduated from college in their 20s, their early 30s, their late 30s, and beyond, that are lawyers and doctors, and they never had an opportunity to actually delve into you know, the wealth of knowledge that the church has to offer and to share, both in history and literature and philosophy, and you know, and the practical impact that they have on economics and everything like this. And so you give them something worth considering, and they want to consider it.
Yeah, well, that's so beautiful. And we do have so many young adults today that have gone beyond their education and now are in the real world and getting married and having families. And, you know, they're young adults. They're the future of the church, and they're going to be raising up that next generation. And they are falling away from, you know, their faith and really, you know, not seeing, you know, the reason why, maybe. So you articulate all this well. Where do you see these young adults and families, you know, re-engaging in the faith and then maybe plugging back into it? Because like you say, they want a purpose, right? They want to be put to a good purpose, good put to work in service. And where do you see the church calling them back and plugging them in?
Yeah, gosh, you know, that's
putting you on the spot.
Yeah, no, it's such a difficult thing to consider because, you know, we're, you know, every individual is obviously so different. Every group of people has a different, you know, different set of talents they can bring towards, you know, what we call the new evangelization, the old evangelization, evangelization as a whole. You know, we live in such a distracted world.
Yes.
You know, here I am. I'm blessed to work in a building where I have a chapel downstairs. I have mass offered four times a day around me, and I'm so distracted. Mm-hmm. Forget about those people that don't have those options around them all of the time, right? We live in the perfect storm, as one of our professors, Dr. Boyle at St. Thomas, likes to say, of technology, of billboards and computer ads and cell phones and iPads and U-pads and whatever they are. And I think one of the great treasures that the church can offer is actually silence, reflection, direction. Direction, one-on-one contact, and one of the huge points that the new evangelization has to kind of make more manifest is the forming of communities, strong communities, both in parishes, families, and friends. And then we need to actually go out and invite people to come back into these communities. And if we don't have these kind of solid little monasteries, if you will, to invite people back into, then we'll have no home ground for the new evangelization. And I'm totally convinced one of the most important parts in the evangelization is going to be we have to form ourselves better.
Yes,
we have to form our own children better. And if we don't have a place, a ground that we can invite people into, well, then, you know, then we send them on more rocky waters. We give them something good, and then we pass them on, just the way that sound bites operate.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you hit a great point, and I know that this is one of the goals of the Office of Evangelization is to build the parishes, help the parishes to become that center of community and family life, where people look to the church for their connections. And yes, we can still have our technologies, and I know the church and the Holy Father is leading us in embracing the technologies, but using that to then call them back so that they do look to the church and that community for the center of their life, and then hopefully be further educated and catechized in the faith and be sent out. But the Catholic Studies program is such an excellent and important part of starting young adults out on the path of walking with Jesus. And I'm so grateful for what you do and all the energy that you bring to it.
Well, listen, it's easy to be full of energy when you're surrounded by, you know, 300 to 400 students, undergrad and grad, mothers and fathers that are taking courses in the grad program and married folk. It's easy to be energized when you see all of them falling deeply in love with our Lord, through their studies and then beyond through their studies, but through the relationships that they are forming with their fellow students and their professors. And that's where the evangelization happens. All of a sudden you get this central community alive with the faith, and you can just start inviting friends into this. And you have events like this Rediscovery Group, or you go to the different organizations, young adult groups that are within the Archdiocese, the West Metro Young Adults, the Basilica Young Adults, the Cathedral Young Adults, the Vespers at Lord's crowd in Minneapolis. And I'm going to give a special shout out to them. find them on Google search Vespers at Lourdes in Minneapolis. It's a group that I've been taking part of. But you could start these kind of communities, and then you can invite people in. You have to learn. We have to learn to love boldly,
right?
To not be afraid to actually go outside of ourselves. You know, one of the things that I've been encountering a lot more lately is, you know, if you're not giving Jesus to people, then you're not giving them anything. Mm. And if you don't have Jesus to give, then you have nothing.
Right.
You have nothing to give. And this encounter has to just be more than just a happy feeling inside yourself, because they'll disappear.
Right.
You know, those disappear, and quickly.
Yeah.
You need to root these things.
Yes.
What a great message to hear and to learn when you're young, as a young adult. So many people think back to, man, I wish I would have known that when I was 18. Right. Well, Alex, I think I can speak for the young adults, though I am a hair older than them, or a few gray hairs older than them, when I say that we want to know, who do you think is going to win tomorrow, Tommy's or Johnny's?
Oh, man, at St. Thomas all the way.
Yeah, you better say that.
Yeah.
Oh, well, Alex, this has been so fun and very informative and inspiring to hear you speak and speak so eloquently and with such passion about the faith. And we want to make sure that our listeners know that this is such an important event on Friday, October 3rd, absolutely, at the Convention Center. But there's going to be so much more beyond that, that they will be utilized and put into service, and that there is a purpose and a call for them. And so thank you so much for being with us, and want to invite the listeners to continue to stay with us, because after the break we have more about the celebration for you to hear. And Anita Wims, who is involved with our exhibitor hall and all the vendors that will be there, will be with us after the break to tell us more about the event, the celebration next weekend. Rediscover.
Hi, I'm Paul Archambault from Stinson Electric. You're a facility manager or business owner with electrical or lighting needs, we can help. Have you heard the buzz lately about energy-efficient lighting? Do you wonder if it makes sense for your facility? You may not know who you should call or who you can trust. Energy-efficient lighting installations are usually eligible for utility rebates that defray part of your initial investment. Often these projects pay for themselves in as little as 1 year. You gain the added benefit of better quality lighting, less maintenance, and energy efficiency. We have designed and installed lighting upgrades for churches, schools, and commercial buildings for customers just like you, who are often astonished with the results. We also install and service outdoor lighting on buildings and in parking lots to enhance safety and security. Call Stinson Electric, 612-424-7382.
Got anywhere by running away. Welcome back to the Rediscover Hour. I'm Crystal Crocker, and I'm sitting in for Jeff Cavins along with Kelly Wahlquist, and we're so happy to be with you. We have such a big celebration next weekend, and that's why we are here spending time with you. And I want to make a special invitation to you to register and join us next weekend at the Minneapolis Convention Center, October 3rd and 4th. Friday is the Young Adult Night, and Saturday is a big day for families, children of all ages, K through 6, 7 through 10. They're going to be hearing phenomenal speakers. As a parent, I would make sure that, you know, schedules are busy and things are really, hectic. And it's time to take a break and rest in the Lord, bring the family. You know, I've got soccer players and sports and music and all kinds of things going on in our family. But you may not remember what happened in that soccer game, but I guarantee you will remember what happened to you at the 2014 Rediscover Celebration. So memories are made, experiences are happened, people will be inspired. And it's a launching pad. It's a moving forward and looking forward forward to things to come in our archdiocese through the Office of Evangelization. And so we're so grateful to come together and celebrate as Catholics and families. Just like we celebrate the Mass every day, this is a celebration where we can come and be renewed and refreshed and rest in the Lord and look forward to a new day. Kelly, what do you got in store for next weekend? I know you've got some plans.
Well, I was just going to say, we have so much for everyone, for grandparents, for women, for men. And if you're sitting on the fence right now and thinking, you know, should I go to the Rediscover Catholic Celebration? Should I clean the garage? I would say probably the likelihood of something supernatural happening while you're cleaning the garage isn't that great.
Maybe not.
But, you know, you come to the Catholic Celebration and you might just be opening a door for God to speak to you in a unique way. Maybe you recently have been asking him, wanting to hear the sound of his voice and what he has planned for your life. And you never know. Just coming next weekend could be it.
Yeah, or inviting a friend. It might be something that will make, inspire them, something that they need to hear. Or a family member that's, maybe fallen away from the church, or it's just an opportunity to make that invitation. And yes, we've all been feeling some burdens here lately with what's been going on with the church and the media, but that is not a reason to keep us away.
No, we need to gather. We need to be together as the body of Christ.
Correct. We're a people of faith, and we put our focus and our trust in the Lord. Jesus does not disappoint, as the Holy Father says.
He is our anchor of hope. Amen. Right?
Yes. And we've taken our theme, Horizon of Hope, from the Holy Father. And so please join us if you haven't registered. I want to personally invite you to register and be with us next weekend.
And if you're too busy, join us.
Yeah.
Because especially for the women's breakout, we're going to talk about that. How do you balance your life?
Yes.
How do you balance that active life, which I know we all have, and that contemplative life, your time with Christ, who is our anchor and our hope in times like this?
Yeah.
And in fact, it's not too late to register. My mom, I'm speaking at the conference. My mom just registered yesterday.
Oh, well, good for her.
I hope she's going to my talk. Although she might go to the Supernatural Grandparenting by Jeff Cavins and Bishop Cousins' mom, Judy Cousins.
Exactly. We had Bishop Cousins on earlier in the hour, and if you missed it, you can go to the podcast and listen again. But his mother is going to be speaking with Jeff in a very special breakout session called Supernatural Grandparenting. That's never really, I think it's brand new, not been done before. And if you are a grandparent, you need to come and hear how you can help move forward in this new evangelization and maybe revitalize your family back to the faith and the grandchildren, because they're our future.
Right. And then we have Father Bear.
Matt Christoph.
That's going to be great
for
the men.
They were on 2 weeks ago, and they were talking about evangelization. And men, well, women, let me talk to the wives. You want to get your men to come to this breakout session. They are going to be so inspired with some of the new initiatives that are going to be introduced on that day.
Yeah, so we got a lot of surprises coming,
yes,
so it's worth it. It really is.
Well, we have with us Anita Wims, and she's a longtime friend of mine, and I did recruit her to come in and help with this celebration and organizing the sponsors and the vendors that are going to be in the exhibit hall. Hall C is packed, jam-packed. Anita, welcome.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Yeah. So tell us, how many vendors do we have?
Well, we have approximately 103 vendor booths set up in that room.
Wow.
And if you're talking about being busy and have to coordinate, what a great place to come and do it all in one day.
Oh,
all kinds of things
point.
To see.
Oh, good point. You can get all your Catholic shopping done.
All your Catholic
Christmas.
Shopping.
Yeah, early.
Christmas. But as I was thinking about this, it isn't just the tangible shopping you can do. It's shopping for your soul. So many people, so many different organizations are there. Are you looking for somewhere to volunteer? Come and explore those possibilities. Are you shopping for your future and where you want to spend your elderly years? There are some great Catholic elder care facilities that will be there. I can't tell you what a variety we have there. And they really are all people of hope.
Yes, that's
they're
great.
Coming to share their hope.
Yes, and we also are very blessed because we have some phenomenal sponsors that have stepped up and have supported us financially, as well as they'll be there with their gifts to share.
Absolutely, that we have Relevant Radio is going to be there, and they're going to be broadcasting live.
Nice that you would mention them first.
Yeah. Seeing that I'm sitting here, we have our wonderful St. Paul Seminary School of Divinity, Minnesota Coaches, Premier Banks, Ascension Press, Catholic United Financial. Sorry, I can't name them all, but these are great people who have stepped up to sponsor because they all work and live and breathe their faith, and they just want to share it.
How wonderful.
It's been great.
Yeah, we're so grateful for their support and everything that you've been doing, because it is a big job. And you do it so joyfully.
Oh, well, you know, and I guess I walk in every day in the midst of what we all know is not wonderful every day. And what I walk into is a great group of people who are full of hope and true hope and true joy. And then I get on the phone and I'm discussing with people like EWTN what they need in their booth, or Relevant Radio, or a conference center, or someone selling China rosaries. And these people are wonderfully gifted, kind, faithful people. And how often do you get to work with people out in the world who have that kind of common denominator?
Right. It's so true. This is just going to be a wonderful weekend, and you just don't want to miss it. You really want to make sure that even if you've got something already scheduled on that day, maybe you should take a second look and think, you know, it might be better to take the time to go to the celebration. So thank you so much, Anita, for being with us and telling us about what we can look forward to at the exhibit hall, and maybe get all our Christmas shopping done early.
I think people who come are going to be wishing they would be open on Sunday morning.
Yeah, well, that's great. Okay. And we also have next week, Friday, the Rediscover Hour is going live. We will be live at the convention center. Jeff's going to call me. I'll be on the phone with my tennis shoes running around the convention center, making sure things are getting started to set up for the young adult night, as well as for all the volunteers that we have coming for training on Friday, and for the rehearsal that night, and then for the big show on Saturday. May run over and catch Anita for a few minutes to see how the setup is going in the exhibit hall, as well as some of our speakers who will be driving to the airport, and certainly catch some of the staff that are there. We are so excited. We've worked so hard to bring this celebration together. It is just chock full of such wonderful speakers, great messages, as well as some surprises.
A lot of surprises. I like that aspect. It is going to be a conference like no other. I think people are going to, they're going to walk away inspired and really encouraged in their faith. And I love what Anita said about getting that hope, feeling the hope off of other people that you're just working with, that you know you're working with someone who believes what you believe and is feeling probably some of the same feelings you have. But together, you realize in your gifts, you build up the body of Christ.
And so we still have room because the convention center is so huge. Last year, we unfortunately sold out, and so that's why we moved over to the convention center. And there's still space. I can tell them to set up a chair just for you. I have that power as chair of this celebration. So please take the time to register. It's at rediscover-faith.org, or you can call 651-291-4411, and we would love to take your registration and see you there. Thank you so much. We look forward to seeing you next weekend, October 3rd and 4th, at the Minneapolis Convention Center.
Healthcare workers are invited to a Healing Through Prayer retreat with Bishop Andrew Cousins, October 17th and 19th at Christ the King Retreat Center in Buffalo. The retreat is a unique opportunity for those who care for the sick to come for spiritual refreshment, daily mass, prayer, and confession. Sponsored by Curatio, a local apostolate for healthcare professionals, also in collaboration with the Latino Ministry of the Archdiocese of St. Paul in Minneapolis. For more information, you can go to curatioapostolate.com. Again, CuratioApostolate.com.
And have you heard? The Cathedral of St. Paul is planning a special exhibit celebrating 100 years of marriage, featuring photographs of weddings at the cathedral from 1915 to 2015. If you were married at the cathedral or have family members who were married there, send your photos in soon. The exhibit will open in June of 2015 on Archdiocesan Marriage Day. For more information, go to the cathedral website, cathedralstpaul.org, or call 651-228-1766. That's 651-228-1766.
St. John the Baptist in New Brighton invites you to their annual Fall Festival this weekend, September 26th through 28th. Friday night features a delicious pig roast, and on Sunday, come for Minnesota's best booyah. Attractions include live music Saturday night from G.B. Layton, fireworks, and a market fair and business expo. For more information, call 651-633-8333. That's St. John the Baptist in New Brighton, 651-633-8333.
Mary Queen of Peace in Rogers is celebrating their Community Fall Festival Sunday, September 28th from 10:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Over $9,000 in cash and prizes will be awarded in the annual raffle. Come for food and fun for the entire family. More information is available on their website, mqpcatholic.org. That's mqpcatholic.org.
Guys, mark your calendar for Catholic Man Night. Next Tuesday night, September 30th, Bishop Andrew Cousins will speak on the awesomeness of Jesus Christ at St. Joseph's in West St. Paul. The talk begins at 6:30, dinner at 7:30, followed by raffle and fellowship. A free will offering will be requested. Again, that's at St. Joe's in West St. Paul. Call 651-457-2781. That's 651-457-2781.
We've got about 2 minutes left, so why don't you give us one more big invitation to the Rediscover Catholic celebration.
Thank you, Paul. I appreciate it. Yes, we want to make sure everybody knows that next weekend is the big event. It's here, folks. So if you haven't registered yet, there is still time. Go on rediscover-faith.org. That's rediscover-faith.org. Or call 651-291-4411. We want to be with you. We want you to come. We want you to be renewed and rest in the Lord and hear about the great things that are coming up from the Office of Evangelization and good things to come.
And we've got some great speakers. We got Archbishop Coakley. We've got Scott Hahn, Leah Darrow, Curtis Martin, Father Dave Dwyer, who we heard here today.
Yes, absolutely.
A list of people that will really inspire you to live your faith.
Thank you so much. We'll see you next weekend. God bless.
The Rediscover Hour is heard every Friday morning at 9, Saturday evening at 6, and Sunday morning at 9 on Relevant Radio 1330 and is presented by your trusted electrical advisor, Stinson Electric, serving commercial, institutional, and facility managers in our area. You can find show archives at rediscover-faith.org and at relevantradio.com. Keyword, Rediscover. The Rediscover Hour is a production of the Archdiocese of St. Paul in Minneapolis in cooperation with Relevant Radio. Rediscover.